In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge. Not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Thursday, October 17th, 2024. For our scripture readings today, we have two sections from Ephesians and Luke. For our readings from the lives of the saints, we have Prophet Hosea, the monastic martyr Andrew of Crete, and the Venerable Anthony, abbot of Liokhanov, Novgorod. Starting with Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 19. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, and cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. On to Luke chapter 9, verses 49 through 56. Now John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans, to prepare for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, You do not know what manner of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. I just realized that's Luke, and, well, I'm not going to look it up. I know the next chapter, also at the sort of near the end of the chapter of chapter 10, he talks of igniting the earth. So here, the previous chapter, his disciples ask him if he wants to bring fire down, and then the next chapter, Jesus says that he's come to divide. As he says that after, I wish the fire were already kindled. Sort of interesting. I wonder if there's a connection there that I didn't notice before. All right, on to Prophet Hosea. The holy prophet Hosea, the first of the minor prophets, belonged to the tribe of Issachar. He lived during the 9th century before Christ, in the kingdom of Israel. He was a contemporary of the holy prophets Isaiah, Micah, and Amos. During this time, many of his fellow Israelites had forgotten the true God and worshipped idols. The holy prophet Hosea attempted to turn them again to the faith of their fathers by his wise counsels. Denouncing the iniquities of the people of Israel, i.e. the northern kingdom Israel, the prophet proclaimed to them great misfortunes from a foreign people, and the removal into captivity by Assyria. Almost 1,000 years before the coming of the Savior, and through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the prophet foretold the end of sacrificial offerings and of the priesthood of Aaron, and that the knowledge of the true God would spread through all the earth. Hosea spoke also about Christ, how he would return from out of Egypt, and that he would be resurrected on the third day, and that he would conquer death. The prophecies of Saint Hosea are included in the book that bears his name. The prophetic service of Saint Hosea continued for more than 60 years. The God-inspired prophet died in deep old age, having devoted all his life to the fulfilling of the will of God. And if you're interested in all the references or the prophecies in Hosea, they have markers in the text here, or I guess notes, I should say. All right, next we have monastic martyr Andrew of Crete. The hero martyr Andrew of Crete lived during the reign of the iconoclast emperor Constantine Copronymos, 741 through 775, who ordered Christians, under penalty of death, to remove the holy icons from their churches and homes. Believers who fearlessly resisted the impious iconoclast and held firmly to the traditions of the Holy Fathers were locked in prison. When the venerable Andrew heard that the emperor was throwing virtuous and pious Christians into prison instead of thieves and robbers, he went to the church of the great martyr Mamas in Constantinople and, in front of everyone, denounced the heretic for persecuting the true faith. In an attempt to justify himself, the emperor said it was folly to bestow veneration on wood and paint. To this, the monk replied that whoever suffers for holy icons suffers for Christ, but whoever reviles the icon upon which Christ is depicted offers insult to Christ himself. The enraged iconoclast gave orders to torture St. Andrew without mercy. As he was being dragged through the streets to the place of execution, someone cut off the saint's feet. As a result, St. Andrew was freed from his torments by death. 100 years later, a canon was written to the saint by St. Joseph the hymnographer. The saint heals those afflicted with seizures. And our final reading, the Venerable Anthony, Abbot of Leokhanov, Novgorod. St. Anthony of Leokhanov, Novgorod, was from the Tver lineage of the Vinyaminov nobles. The monk lived as a hermit not far from Novgorod, in the Rublev wilderness at the river Perekhoda. In about the year 1556, he resettled with the wilderness dweller Tarsius, who lived beyond Lake Ilmen at Leokhanov, near Stara Rus, and received monastic tonsure from him. Thus began the wilderness monastery in honor of the Transfiguration of the Lord, afterwards called the Leokhanov or Ivetsk Antoniev Monastery. Saint Anthony lived to an old age, having acquired the gift of clairvoyance. In the year 1611, when the Swedes had laid waste the area around Novgorod, the monk, on the invitation of Metropolitan Isidore, moved to Novgorod. He died on September 14th, 1611, at age 85, and was buried near the church of the Holy Evangelist Luke, on the side towards the Church of Holy Wisdom, Hagia Sophia, before his death. And in the presence of many monks, he said that his body would rest in his wilderness monastery. A disciple of the monk, named Gregory, returned to the site of the monastery that had been laid waste and burned by the Swedes, built a cell and a chapel, and remained there to live. Saint Anthony appeared to him 3 times in a dream and said, "Brother Gregory, go to Novgorod, tell Metropolitan Cyprian and the elders of the city that they should put me in the place of my monastery. After Gregory's report, the Metropolitan led a church procession to the grave of St. Anthony. The incorrupt relics were transferred to the Lyokhanov Monastery on July 13, 1620. At the uncovering of the relics, a blind man named Joseph gained his sight, and many other miracles occurred. There is a special order of commemoration celebrated by the churches in the name of St. Anthony of Lyokhanov, both in the village of Lyokhanov and in the Rublev Wilderness Monastery. On the second Friday, after the feast of the foremost apostles Peter and Paul, we celebrate the uncovering and transfer of the relics of St. Anthony from Novgorod to the Lyokhanov Monastery. On the Ascension of the Lord, the coming of St. Anthony from the Rublev Wilderness to Lyokhanov is remembered. On October 17th, the repose of the saint, who died on the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, in the ninth hour of the evening, is commemorated. At the Rublev Wilderness Monastery, the memory of the consecration of the church in the name of the Venerable Anthony on August 30th, 1873, is also celebrated. And we will wrap it up there today. Part of me already read about Prophet Hosea, but maybe it was just another one of the Old Testament prophets that I'm confusing him with. The icon looks very familiar. But, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time. All glory to God, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.